This is the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
This is the commissioner of Bruce City Wrestling, the mouth of the Midwest, JP.
This is Max Holliday, the Bruce City Wrestling heavyweight champion, and you're listening to the DWI Podcast.
The DWI Podcast.
Who? The best in the Midwest podcast from the best in the Midwest professional wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Frankie DeFalco Show presented by the DWI Podcast. My name is PC Tony. I am joined, as always, by DPP. And now let's get right to it. The man, the myth, the legend, the godfather himself of Bruce City Wrestling to take you through this Saturday's card, BCW Retribution. It's none other than Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
Gentlemen, how are you on this beautiful fall afternoon in May?
Sounds about right.
Summer will be here. It'll be here soon, and by August, it'll be warmed up.
I'm sure we'll get at least a week.
Let's put it this way, yeah. Mr. DeFalco. If the boys of summer can play like this in fall, we'll all be very happy come September, because those Brewers are red hot right now.
They are, but that's for another day. Let's talk about Bruce City Wrestling Retribution this Saturday at the Elks Lodge, 2301 Springdale Road in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Indeed. And folks, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go to BruceCityWrestling1.com. That's Bruce City Wrestling, the number one, BruceCityWrestling1.com. Mr. DeFalco, what's the status on tickets right now? I'm sure these people should be rushing to their computers to buy them. They have to be almost gone.
Well, for the procrastinators, Ringside has been sold out for about a week now, and all that's available will be general admission. You can get those, save $2 on BruceCityWrestling1.com using PayPal up until 1 p.m. Saturday. Otherwise, it's going to be $18 at the door.
Let's get right into the card here. There's a couple of tag team matches. The first one I want to talk about, you got the Sexy Shooters taking on Derek St. Holmes and his manservant, Baxter. Tell me what you think is going to happen in this match right here. We haven't seen Derek St. Holmes in a few shows here.
Well, Derek, he's been lounging at his resort in the Hamptons, and he was supposed to be on the last show, be a part of the six-man tag, but he decided not to come. He decided just to stay, like I said, at his luxurious resort in the Hamptons, and unfortunately his team got beat. But now they have added a crafty veteran to that social team. Angel Armani is part of that. I call them social outcasts, but they are what they are. And, yes, this Saturday, he'll be there. He is guaranteed he will be there against Sexy Shooters, Mario Cravello, and Shooter Scott Marciano. I honestly believe that St. Holmes and his tag team partner will become victorious in this match.
Well, I'm sure Derek St. Holmes wasn't just lounging around in his luxurious mansion. I'm sure he's been training and he's ready to go.
Well, you never know. I mean, I've known DSH for many, many years. And when I say he was lounging around with probably three or four of his upscale high society women, that's where he was.
Got the hot tub going and everything, huh?
Yeah. Boy, you think he'd ever include me in one of those rendezvous, but... Oh, well. Not a problem.
Now, you brought up Angel Armani. He teamed with GPA last time we were there at the Elks Lodge to watch a Bruce City Wrestling show. This time, GPA is going to be off on his own, taking on one of the bright young stars with a bright future ahead of him. Challenged for that world title, came up short last time. I'm talking about Onyx Andretti versus GPA.
You know, this is going to be a battle of skill in this one. You know, Onyx, he is self-determined. He has dropped about 25 pounds already. He's looking lean. He's high octane. You know, that's what he's going by. And I've seen it in a lot of his matches recently. But his inexperience of where he is right now, and GPA is no slouch. GPA is a high flyer as well. Onyx does have the size advantage, but because of the experience factor, I would go with GPA on this one here.
I think.
Don't blink during this match, fans. These two boys are going to be moving, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think this one's going to live up to Onyx's moniker of high octane for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, I brought up the fact that Onyx lost his title match, and what happened at the end of last show was the birth, if you will, or the rebirth of the now Tyler Sullivan being led by his father, if you will, Kevin Sullivan. He's going to be taking on the priest, His Holiness himself, Sean Priest. Talk to me about this. This is a big task for Tyler coming back, Tyler Sullivan. What can we expect from him?
You know, I think it goes back several months where Tyler has been acting differently. He has a new adventure in his life that's been going on for a few months, and I am not sure if this person has gotten into his head, but with this ritual that took place at the last show with Kevin Sullivan and Tyler Sullivan, as he is now naming him, I guess there'll be no more ice cream served at shows, which is going to be sad for the kids. But and then to see what Tyler Sullivan did to one of his good friends, Sean Priest, and just annihilate him the way he did. So the following day, Sean Priest sent me an email saying that he wanted Tyler Sullivan in a one-on-one match May 19th. I'm like, you go get it, kid. You go get your revenge and your retribution as well, and, you know, make it count in this one shot.
I feel like that match could get ugly. That's for sure, some bad blood going on right there. Speaking of things that could get ugly, I don't even know if I've ever heard of a match like this before, but I've definitely seen these two battle it out, and regardless of where you put them, Funny Bone versus Dysfunction is going to be a pandemonium match. But then, Mr. DeFalco, you have thrown in not just a casket to this match, but you're going to set the darn thing on fire, aren't you?
I'm not going to do anything. You know, when Dysfunction threw that fireball in Funny Bone's face last show, and when I was asking him if he was okay, and he whispered to me three times, and I asked him, are you sure, all three times? And he said, yes. I'm like, okay. So the rules of this are going to be, I don't know yet. Funny Bone is going to talk to me about it, how this works on Saturday, and we'll have the stipulations announced before that match.
Yeah, when we were there last month, and I could tell, you know, you were very, very hesitant to, you know, grant this match for Funny Bones. So, you know, and like we said, we have no idea what to expect from this one. So this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the name itself is scary, where you just have the name Flaming Casket, but Dysfunction, he's done hardcore matches in the past. He doesn't seem too bent on it at all, so I'm sure he's going to be okay with this.
Well, depending on where they put this casket, I don't know if you're going to want to be at ringside. You might want to be in the lower rows. This thing set this thing on fire.
Yeah, you're very correct. I'm sure there's going to be a couple rows that will be backed up a little bit, but we shall see what happens.
Folks, just so you know, you cannot carry in hot dogs, marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate. There will be no roasting anything over the flaming casket.
That's right, because once that is flamed up, security will have fire extinguishers there to put it out.
And you know what? You don't even need to bring in your own food. The Elks Lodge has tremendous food there. You can get them the entire show anyway, so get your food at the Elks Lodge and enjoy it.
Great plug.
Don't worry about the bell for yourself. Don't worry about the flaming casket.
They've got some great food at the Elks Lodge. You know, they're open throughout the show, not just up until intermission. So it's definitely, you know, get there at 6:45 if you haven't eaten yet and enjoy the great food that the Elks Lodge has for everyone there.
Agree with that 100%. Okay, one of the matches I'm personally looking forward to the most is going to be a six-woman tag team match. And there's been some bad blood between these women. Tess Valentine took the dive off the top rope outside onto all these ladies, most of them last time. We got Stacy Shadows, Evil Sierra, Lena D'Oro. They're going to team up and take on who I mentioned, Tess Valentine. She's bringing over Vanessa Azzurri and Melanie Cruz to her team. Mr. DeFalco, I don't know if I've ever seen this many talented women in one ring at one time.
You know, Tess, the mermaid, she was so upset how she was treated by Stacy Shadows and Sierra and Lena at the last show. And now she's got two of the other top women, in my eyes, in the country, with Vanessa Azzurri, the Blue Phoenix, and international star Melanie Cruz. I mean, this one here alone is well worth the price of admission to see six of the top females in the country in one ring under one roof on May 19th is going to be phenomenal.
We had the luxury. We had the luxury to talk with Tess Valentine last week as well, and I know she's very excited for this Saturday. And I'm just going to put it out there: I think something special might just happen during this match. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, Tess Valentine might have something planned up her sleeve. So everybody's got to be there and see what happens.
Oh, look at DP getting the inside info over there.
I get one once in a while, you know.
Just one?
Just one. Everybody gets one.
All right.
All right, speaking of just one, that's how many matches are left on this card that we haven't talked about. It's the other tag match. Y'all know who it is already. Roadhouse is going to be teaming up with the Mouth of the Midwest, JP, taking on Brandon Blaze and the returning Beer City Bruiser. Folks, I can't wait for this one. Get the Bruiser back in action. I know him and Blaze are definitely ready to kick some ass, Mr. DeFalco.
Well, Beer City Bruiser, Ring of Honor star, former leader of the Heathens. After that January show, he signed that semi-exclusive contract with Ring of Honor, which allows him only to wrestle in Ring of Honor and Bruce City Wrestling. And when Roadhouse and JP got a little outrageous on Brandon Blaze, Bruiser decided to, like, hey, let's reunite the band for one more night, take on these two big mouth, loud mouth punks, and let's make it happen on Saturday, May 19th.
Like you said, this Saturday, May 19th, Elks Lodge 400 in Waukesha, 2301 Springdale Road. Folks, make sure you get there early to get in. Bring a little extra cash. There's plenty of merchandise to buy, whether it's Bruce City Wrestling, the Beer City Bruiser. You're going to buy some food and drinks at the Elks Lodge. Mr. DeFalco, last thoughts on this, another fandemonious card that you've put together for all the Bruce City Wrestling fans.
You know, if you haven't witnessed Bruce City Wrestling, a show in action yet, you've been missing out for the last 14 years, because it's well worth the price of admission, as I've always mentioned. You don't have to pay $500 for a front row seat and take the seat home with you. $20, the ringside seats are sold out. $16, second row, get you the best second seat in the house. It's a family show, of course, besides having a flaming casket match, but the wrestlers will come out at intermission, say hi to you, meet and greet with you, and have a great social time with you. So bring your whole family with you. Enjoy Fandemonium Wrestling action with Bruce City Wrestling. Get your tickets at BruceCityWrestling1.com. Save $2 via PayPal. Otherwise, they're going to be $18 at the door. This Saturday, May 19th, doors open at 6:45, bell time 7:30. Two tag matches, a six-woman tag match with six of the top women. I mean, where else can you spend a great night of wrestling action besides the Elks Lodge, 2301 Springdale Road in Waukesha, Wisconsin? So come on out this Saturday, folks. We look forward to seeing you at the matches, bell time 7:30. Gentlemen, once again, it's always been my pleasure to talk with you about Bruce City Wrestling action. And don't forget, the summer tour starts this Saturday night.
Can't wait. We'll be there. Thanks again for the time, Mr. DeFalco. And fans, let me remind you of one more thing. Not only will all of these matches take place, all of these stars be there, but you might just get the chance to shake the hand of the godfather, Frankie the Thumper DeFalco himself, as well.
There's 100% chance that'll happen.
I like those odds.
Godfather, we appreciate talking to us every month. We will see you Saturday. Thanks again, my friend.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great night. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Frank.